Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Senior producer Jamie Martinson here, and the wonderful, amazing, way better at covering news, Maggie Dawn. How are you?
I'm back. It's like a weird Halloween postscript. Thanks for stepping up to Jacob and Jamie.
Of course. We have somebody over on watching on social media who's like, I feel like you guys are being held by a hypothetical gun and being told to dance. No, it was not that bad, I promise. But thank you for listening. We're so glad you're here. And I know, instead of me rambling on about the holidays, I know everybody's ready to hear your take on the news. So we will let you take it from here.
Well, it is Sound Off Monday, everybody. It is. So it is news that you want to talk about as well as what we want to talk about here on Civic Media's Maggie Dawn Show. And thanks again to Jacob and Jamie for getting us started this Monday afternoon. I came across something that I think is incredibly important to start our day off with this fine Monday afternoon. And that is the fact that, you know, I've been playing sound of Marjorie Taylor Greene in the past few weeks, criticizing Mike Johnson. I like to call him Jack Hole Johnson, who seems to be engaging in the most incredible verbal dexterity pretzeling dynamics that you could imagine. His excuses for the continuing dysfunction on the Republican side of the House and his excuses for keeping the House in recess, his excuses for not seating a congresswoman from Arizona that needs to be sat. His tap dance, if you will, around the Epstein files. All of this is a near daily occurrence these days. But when another Republican points out how stupid this all is and how heartless and what's really going on, the callousness, the cynicism on the, especially the Republican House side, it is worthy of note. And Representative Thomas Massie did that very recently in detail. And so on day 34 of the shutdown, fast approaching a world record for the days government has been shut down because Republicans, though they apparently want to claim that they, quote, need Democrats, though they could do away with the filibuster, they won't negotiate with Democrats. Isn't that weird? I mean, like, it occurs to me, if you want to say in out of one side of your mouth, Mike Johnson, we need Democrats. And in the other breath, not negotiate with them, not even have the House of Representatives, Republican side of the membership in Washington, D.C., how does it work exactly? The answer is it doesn't work, and that's exactly the point. But let's take a listen. This is a representative. This is a Republican, a Trump-supporting Republican House of Representatives. This is Representative Thomas Massie making it all very clear what's going on.
What Speaker Johnson is doing is unprecedented. Okay. Whenever we've had a shutdown in the past, and I've been through maybe about half a dozen of these, we always still meet. Because presumably that we're responsible for the shutdown. And so if you're going to get out of this situation, you should be meeting. And also, if you're in the majority, why wouldn't you want to have hearings? Why wouldn't we want to uncover the things that happened during the Biden administration? So he's calling it the Schumer shutdown, but I'm calling it the Epstein recess. He's not only are we shut down, we're in recess. And that's unconventional, unprecedented in the 13 years I've been in Congress. The other thing that Speaker Johnson established a precedent on himself. Until Speaker Johnson had been Speaker, I never had observed this, but he swore into members during a pro forma session. They happened to be Republicans. And now he has no real good reason for why he's not swearing in the Democrat during a pro forma session.
Yeah. In other words, a guy in Mike Johnson's own party just said in an extended interview, Mike Johnson, you're a big old fatty hypocrite with no rational explanation for why you will not conduct business in the House of Representatives. While the House of Representatives, while all those members still get their paychecks and still get like the Cadillac of Cadillac healthcare plans and everybody else is suffering. It defies explanation, which is why you see Mike Two-Step Johnson tap dancing his way through all of these press conferences every day. I don't know why he bothers. Anybody else wonder why he bothers with the press conferences? It seems a little weird to me. Does it seem weird to you as well? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So that, again, out of Speaker Johnson's own party, a big critique. But of course, all of this in context of the big, big news today in response to not one, but two federal judges telling the Trump administration that all of this nonsense about, oh, we legally can't fund SNAP. Both judges saying, of course you can. That's a contingency fund is literally for this precise situation, despite the fact that Russell Vogt's Office of Management and Budget chief legal officer, a Trump lawyer, told the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in May, guidance which was posted on the USDA's own website until, oddly, September, that yes, indeed, you can fund SNAP benefits. The Trump administration today acknowledging that they will fund SNAP benefits, at least in part. Now, folks, if you rely on SNAP benefits, it might take a few weeks. So please be very, very cautious about your anticipation here. We're going to talk about this. Mark from Sussex, one of my conservative friends on the text line, just hammering away, sign the CR. No, sir, not without solving the problem of the ACA subsidies. Why won't Republicans negotiate? You tell me, folks. Mark, give me a call. Stop texting. 855-752-4842. All you fine people can continue to text. But Mark, unless you got something new, get on the horn and have a debate with this gal, Maggie Dawn, your lady lawyer and economist on the air. We continue to dig in to the shutdown on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.